And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Shot. Gotta Die. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Shot. And there are another band who are playing Manchester Punk Festival next year, Tony.
Excellent.
Manchester Punk Festival have brought out their free compilation 11 that I managed to get hold of this week. So we're playing a few, I think we're playing four or five tracks by them this week by bands. So you can go, and you know the website, don't you, Tony?
It's manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
It is indeed. So if you go to manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk, you will find their details of how to download the free compilation. They do ask you if you could to make a small donation. That would be brilliant, and that will help them advertise the festival. That's all that they're in it for. So even though it is free, if you can spare, I don't know, a quid or a buck or 50 cents or a few denarii, whichever... Spare half a denarii for an old ex-lover. Whatever you can spare, that'll be great. Anyway, that was Shot, who are all the way from London town, Tony.
Okay.
What's Shot's Bandcamp page?
Shotband.bandcamp.com.
No, so shotpunks.bandcamp.com, and punks is P-U-N-X, and you can find out everything you need to know about Shot right there. Okay, Tone.
Okay.
I've got some interesting additional material here.
Okay.
From the son of a man that I know and you have talked about quite often. I talk, of course, about Mario, Jim Cannamella's son.
Right.
Now, we haven't heard from Jim Cannamella in quite a while.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. But anyway, here goes. I'm just going to read out the whole email, yeah?
Okay.
My name is Mario Cannamella. I'm Jim Cannamella's son. And he told me I should email you about this. So... Two friends of mine and I are attempting to reopen a recording studio that once occupied space in historic Southtown Springfield, which is a small neighbourhood that also houses a DIY all-ages music venue called the Black Sheep Cafe. This is not Springfield from The Simpsons. This is Springfield, Illinois. There are a lot of Springfields around the United States, I should point out, Tony.
Yes.
A volunteer-run record store, Dumb Records, a skate shop above it called Booth City Skate Shop, and also Skanks Skates International, which is supposedly one of the oldest indoor skate parks in the States, maybe the world, and has seen the likes of Tony Hawk and other pros in its heyday. A good friend of ours used to run more of a makeshift studio out of his apartment in this space, and we want to renovate it and turn it into a full-blown professional recording studio. We have a Kickstarter campaign currently going to raise about $8,000 for new renovations and equipment. We're hoping to get most of the money via booking bands in advance for recording time, but we need all the help we can get. Is there any chance you can share the Kickstarter page around for us or give us a big old fancy plug on Punky Radio? We can't share the Kickstarter campaign page because it's too long. It's too long a thing. So the idea was get back in touch with Mario Cannamella. And he said, well, maybe people could find it via our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SouthtownSoundIL, which obviously stands for Illinois rather than ill. So facebook.com/SouthtownSoundIL. If you can help, it would be brilliant. And we'd love to think that we did our little bit for it as well. So there you go, Mario. Hope that's all right for you. And love to your dad, Jim Cannamella.
I mean, well, if you can, even if it's a long link, if you could put it on our Facebook page, that'll be easier. So people could just go to facebook.com/punkyradio and go straight to the Kickstarter page from there. So if Mario can send us the link, or if I get time, I'll try and do it.
There you go.
It'll be easier.
That'll be us helping out twice.
That's what we do.
So I'd also, did I mention Jorvik the other week, Tony, about the I don't know what they're singing bit?
What was
the
song?
I think I might have done. It was about his mate who used to replace the word woman with onion.
Yeah, I think so.
I did. Well, I'm going to read it out again.
Oh, okay.
Just because I've got it here. So, Jorvik, thanks for getting in touch. I realised we read this out a couple of weeks ago. If you have misheard the lyrics to a song, do drop an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, I don't know what they're singing. That's what Jorvik did. We read this out a few weeks ago, but I just found it again and wanted to read it out again because I don't think I did it enough justice last time.
Oh, right, okay.
All right. So here we go. Hello, Paul. Many years ago, a colleague of mine used to replace the word woman with onion while singing, in inverted commas, along to his Sony Walkman. We were therefore treated to surreal rock classics like Deep Purple's Strange Kind of Onion or Fleetwood Mac Santana's It's Just a Black Magic Onion. Keeping it punky, an American friend's son used to sing Yankee instead of Anarchy for the Sex Pistols tune, seeing as everybody sings something different to that tune, apparently. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, Jorvik, I hope you enjoyed the fact we've read that out again. If you have one, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Time for our next track, Tone.
Okay.
And this is a band, I'll tell you what, this is another band that are playing Manchester Punk Festival 2017. More information of that next year. They do, don't off get some bands on at that. How about some a band from New York City that formed in 1981 performing ska stroke ska punk, but more ska than ska punk, Tone?
Oh, Ivan, thank you.
A band by the name of The Toasters. And do you know what? When I heard this, I'm wondering whether we've maybe played this song before, many years ago, and it would be better off being played in From the Vaults. But anyway, we're going to play it right now. Great band, The Toasters, Tony. What's their website?
TheToasters.com?
No, it's another one of these weird ones. It's thetoasters.band.
Oh.
How have they done that?
There's a whole load of new top-level domains coming on. So there's like .blog, .shop.
Okay.
I was clear there's .band now, so yeah.
Yeah, but .band, I do recommend you go to their website. We tell everyone to go to everyone's website, but go to The Toasters' website, thetoasters.band, which makes it, by the way, poorly being said to Tony Neil. Ha, 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 Yabu sucks. Because there's some absolutely brilliant old school skanking on the homepage.
Okay.
So you just go there and you can just watch some dude getting down a right skank. It's brilliant. Anyway, they're playing Manchester Punk Festival 2017 and we thought, you know what? We'll play them right now. This is Don't Let the Bastards Grind You Down. We'll be right back.
win. Them a turn up out a door and them a pick it. If we get them up, we kick off the food. We'll catch up on 50. Tell the whole bastard about a 10-5. Now we living in the ghetto on a street condition. That up, we make you get up on the 8 and other man. You want to stand there firm and stand up strong. This to get to you, that's how we keep living long.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Not that that took me two goes or anything. Who first said, don't let the bastards grind you down, Tony?
I don't know.
Was it Yossa Hughes from Boys from the Black Stuff?
Oof,
who also said, "Giz a job." Yeah, oh, well done. Yeah, you shouldn't have known that. You'd only been about two when that was on.
That's the only thing I remember about it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, actually. If you know who was the first person to say, don't let the bastards grind you down, do email bullyb@punkyradio.com, type your email, don't let the bastards grind you down, and then we'll probably have an answer next week, or it will just be forgotten forever, like so much else on this show, Tony.
Possibly.
Great song, by the way. Great band, the Toasters. Do you know, Manchester Punk Festival is something I think I'd like to go to next year.
It does sound rather large.
It is sounding very, very good. Hey, now, have you got, speaking of things rather large, Tony?
Uh-huh.
Have you got any Facebook comments, Ross?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Yes, if you have Facebook comments, please do go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. Do you like to hear from you? We are one this week from Ken File.
Hello, Ken.
In a while, from Ken. He says, thank you, Punky. The Quitters, the Mobs, Pussycat and the Johnsons, very heavily on the rotation around here. You continue to rock out. Thank you very much. We do.
We certainly do.
We do.
We certainly do. And there's going to be two back coming up next that have both featured relatively recently on here as well.
Excellent. That's the only thing I have, but it was a good comment, so I'm happy about that.
Indeed. Well, you might get more Facebook comments next week, Tom.
Let's hope so.
But for the time being, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well.
Two songs in a row now, Toad. Now, listen out for the Monsters. And I'm going to tell you the name of the song you'll be hearing now, which is Baby, You're My Drug. Right. Because the band before it, the song before it, also has "baby" in the title as well. It's a two baby section, Tony.
Okay.
I don't think we've done this before. I don't think we've had a two baby section before. But before you hear the Monsters, Tony, we're going to hear another track from the brilliant new album "Going Chicken Crazy" by your favourite bass band of mine, MFC Chicken, Tony.
Beautiful.
They're absolutely great. This album's terrific. And this song, I believe, after we played New Socks a few weeks ago, I think I threatened that there is one that's completely out of order that we're going to play before Christmas. And we're going to play it right now. But it's not completely out of order. It's just about wanting to play the piano, Tony.
Okay.
That's all it's about. It's just about wanting to play the piano. But people can understand or misunderstand when you ask them to do something what you really mean. And that's what MFC Chicken have come up against here. And this is the kind of song title that would upset a lot of people, but it's purely innocent, Tony. It's just about wanting to play the piano.
Okay.
What I need to know, though, Tony, is what is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
It is.
Oh.
It's Tony One, Paulie B the Internet 2. Stay tuned for the Monsters. This is Baby Let Me Bang Your Box.
This is the story of a man. A man who went to a party last night. Upon his arrival, he found the party to be dead. He then saw a piano up in the corner. He approached the hostess, and this is what he said.
Baby, let me bang your box. 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 Your box, baby, let me bang your box.
Baby, let me bang your baby, let me bang your baby, let me bang your box.
Your box.
Listening to Desiro's on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And by a bizarre twist of fate, Reverend Beatman, who centres around the Zorros, is also one of the main men in the Monsters. Fancy that.
Oh, excellent.
It's like synchronicity, dude. That was a track called Baby, You're My Drug, which followed Baby, Let Me Bang Your Box. Baby, You're My Drug is a track. Now, is it the first song on it? No, I don't think it is. Oh, it might be. No, it's not. Oh, I'm not sure now. I'm not sure which track it is on the Monsters' latest brilliant offering, M, as in M for Monsters, Tony.
Okay.
Great album. I had to listen to it all twice to pick one there. I like them all. as the MFC Chicken album is great, so is the Monsters Bay. Different, of course, but both sharing a baby. And it coming close to Christmas, I realised that Gotta Die, Don't Let the Bastards Grind You Down, Baby Let Me Bang Your Box and Baby You're My Drug aren't that Christmassy song titles. I'm still feeling pretty festive.
Okay.
Yeah. So well done, the Monsters. That's brilliant. I strongly recommend that you go and to their website and find out more about them, Tony. And what do you think the Monsters' website is?
TheMonsters.com?
TheMonsters.ch. Because they're Swiss.
Right.
Which makes it probably the Internet 3, Tony 1. And you find all sorts there. All sorts. And you can also go to Voodoo Rhythm Records, where you can basically spend a couple of days looking around there. They've got so much good trash and garage. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I went to your comedy night.
You did, and thank you very much for coming along to that. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
Good. Did you like both the comics?
I did.
Excellent.
Yes, it was good. The first time I've been to that place. I've not been to that pub for about 20 years when it was used to be a Firkin pub, but now the Castle. Nice.
It's a really nice pub, isn't it? It's great. And it's a great room for the comedy, and I'm hoping it builds up over time into the packed sellout super show it deserves to be. In the short term, though, fairly bijou audiences, but they are appreciating what they're seeing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you do anything else?
I don't think I did.
Right.
This is Wednesday when this goes out. So yeah, yesterday I would have had my band practice, but it's not till tomorrow as we record. But hopefully I would have had my last band practice of the year.
Right.
We're on a couple of weeks break until we come back, so I probably would have enjoyed that. That's it, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for telling me about something in the future you're not sure about, but by the time it goes out, it'll be in the past. That doesn't confuse me at all.
Okay. What do you do?
I was looking forward to last weekend with trepidation, Tony, because Nottingham Forest were playing Derby County at Derby County in the biannual derby the teams have now, and Forest were thumped 3-0. It could have been 10. We were absolutely hopeless, awful, useless. Why the manager picked the team that he did, I don't know. When it comes to derby matches, Tony, when it's a blood and thunder derby match, what you need on the pitch is British players who understand it.
Right, okay.
You really do. Or foreign players that have been in the country long enough to appreciate what the derby means. And what Philippe Montagnier, our French and rather arrogant boss, who I'm starting to despair of a little bit, decided to do was, admittedly, Henry Lansbury was supposed to be in the starting lineup, but got injured in the warm-up, which was a bit of a nightmare. And Samba Longa, our star striker, was picked up a hamstring injury in midweek, so we were weakened. But the team he picked, man, he picked in midfield, frankly, of foreign Jessies.
Right.
He didn't like tackling or nothing and all that. And he had David Vaughan on the bench. It was just the kind of guy who's going to get stuck in. And I couldn't understand why Vaughan wasn't introduced until the horse had bolted, Tony.
Right, okay.
We were awful. All I've got is that most other teams' derbies are all right. But the Forest derby, as I mentioned on Twitter, is a little bit unfair because we have to play two teams. I mean, give us a chance. It's the Forest derby. It's not fair. It's not the Forest derby, is it? Or the Forest derby. It's the Forest derby. It's the Forest derby. It's not fair, mate. That's my excuse. That's all I've got. And then I came down with a cold, which wasn't good either, because I was planning on going out, and I pride myself on never being ill. But it was actually after being out on Thursday night. I spent quite a lot of time outside the gig in only a jacket, and it was a bit nippy, and I think I sort of got a bit of a cold then. But I'm already getting over it because I'm amazing.
Right, okay.
All right. So, shall we play one that is definitely from the vaults rather than one that I suspect is from the vaults?
Okay, yep.
Let's do that. So, once again, Tony, I am pointing you in the direction of the fabulous Action Time Vision punk rock compilation, which goes from sort of the independent end of punk rock, because some of the punk bands did get signed to major labels, Tony.
They did.
They did indeed. But this is 111 of the bands that didn't. Right.
Okay.
Incredible compilation. Priced, I believe, $24.95 from memory.
Oh, it's very reasonable.
And once again, I'm not going to test you on this. We're just doing this. This is the you can find out all about the compilation at facebook.com/ActionTimeVisionPunk. Do get there. And Alternative TV, I noticed, had noticed that it was called Action Time Vision and had shared it saying, hey, great title. It, of course, being the title of one of their songs, which is what the CD box set is named after. It's a fabulous thing, and you're still in time to order it for Christmas.
Excellent.
For me. This week's band, because we're playing one band a week off it at present, this week's band, a band called the Excerts, Tony, all the way from Bristol, only existed between 1978 and 81, and split after one of the members was kidnapped, basically, or was nicked by none other than Bernie Rhodes, the Clash manager, to form a new band. And they never recovered from it, split up, which is a shame, because they were really good. This is the track that features, it's the only track I've got by them right now, but this is the track, they didn't bring out much, to be honest. This track is the one that is on Action Time Vision, the brilliant super thing that I'm going on about every week, like I'm being sponsored by it. excuse me, I've still got a bit of a cold here. So no point there, Tony. It remains Paulie being set 3, Tony 1, and this is Anthem. Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Excerpts and Anthem, and we will be playing another blast from the past on next week's show. I'm not sure whether we'll keep going into the new year, but there's certainly so much to play off that.
Brilliant. All right, okay.
That we'll see. We'll keep going for a bit anyway. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Yep. If you do have a gig for me to read out on the show, please do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much it is to watch them play. It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is International Gig Guide. We don't do particular venues if we can help it, so just let us know. I've got a couple this week, I think about three or four even. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
You just keep me going with my content. So he says, a bump a week from the South Coast. The Durellas, they're playing at the Prince Albert Pub in Trafalgar Street in Brighton. That's this Thursday.
That's a very by Jingo address, isn't it?
Isn't it?
The Prince Albert in Trafalgar Street.
Yes.
By Jingo.
£5.50 entrance.
A bargain.
Yeah. The Durellas, friends of the show.
they are friends of the show. Absolutely brilliant. And hello in advance to Timmy. Is Timmy Lee singing? I'm not sure now.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but hello to Timmy Girella anyway. And I hope you're doing well, the band's doing well, hope the gig goes well, and I hope you are getting good sales on the next release, which is brilliant. And we will, I'll tell you what, we might even play another one next week, because they're kind of, I think they're a bit, I mean, they are a sort of, how would you describe the Durellas, Tony? They're kind of sort of grungy glam, aren't they? Grungy,
yeah, some
glam,
yeah.
Punk and roll.
We call them glam punk or something.
Glam punk and roll. But a right sort of party band because of that, I think.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I Ludacris are playing. They're playing the Green Door Store, which is underneath Brighton Station. That's Sunday, 18th. £6.60 entrance.
This is a bit weird, isn't it?
It's all weird, isn't it? The entrance fees are sweet. And you also just noticed that the Rizzillos playing at the Doghouse this week.
Is that 7.70?
I don't know, because he's not put that down, but I think it'll probably be a tenner if it's the Doghouse.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But that's this Sunday.
And the Doghouse in Carlton?
The Doghouse in Carlton, highly recommended.
Very highly recommended. Carlton, Nottingham, by the way. I imagine there are some other Carltons around.
That is true.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple more Beach Boys gigs this week.
Well, now you're right, I was going to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about the Bleach Boys at length in a little while, so why don't you go through this gig first?
Okay, so as mentioned previously, they've had a new release coming out, so they've been sort of gigging, so I've got a few tour dates for them. So on the 16th, which is, what's that, Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
They're in Stoke Newington at Ryan's Bar. But of course, if you are in Nottingham area, on the 17th, this Saturday, the Sumac Centre.
Sumac.
Centre in Nottingham.
Sumac.
I am. If you are in the area,
I live about 5 minutes away.
You really do. Do not avoid the organic cider. But yeah, do check that out. I don't know how much it is. I assume it might just be a donation. I don't know.
Donate an amount of money on the way in and give as much as you can. It helps to keep the Sumac Centre going, and the money, goes to the homeless as well.
It's the homeless, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so the Bleach Boys are basically doing everyone a favour by showing up on Saturday. So do take lots of money with you to donate, and to if they have any, I think they'll have some vinyl. I'll tell you about their release in a little while, but they will have some vinyl copies available that night, and they're going to be rare, Tony.
Yes,
they're going to be worth having.
That's all the gigs I have,
and I'll be there. Do you know what you're doing there? Will you be there?
I have no idea. We weren't going to be away, but I don't think we are now, so I'm playing it by ear.
Strong recommend that you come a long time.
If I can, I will.
Yeah.
I do like the Beach Boys. Don't get seen very often at all.
Alright, so is that it?
That's it for me.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. I should have gone soon.
Mac.
Well, Tony, I was supposed to have picked a gig in the world, this week, but I'm afraid it's been cancelled, Tony.
Oh, has it?
Rather puts a kibosh on things. On Friday night, I was supposed to be going to see Homes for the Elite in Nottingham, but the gig's been cancelled. I don't know why. And it means, Tony, that I'm not sure what's happening here, son. But I tried to get on the Homes for the Elite Facebook page to find out more, and it appears to be down.
Ooh.
So I have sent a message to lead singer and guitar player Johnny Navarro, say, here, mate, what's up? But I've heard nothing back as yet. So I don't know what's happened there, but the gig's not on Friday. They have got some other gigs coming up here and there. What I would do is, by the time you hear this, everything should have been resolved. So if you just type Homes for the Elite Music into Google, or if you type Homes for the Elite into Facebook, and the page normally is facebook.com/, so I'm not asking you this one either, facebook.com/ Homes for, that's the numeric for Homes for the Elite, they should be back up then. So I'm afraid that was another chance for you not to lose a point, so you've done well there. I'm afraid that I was playing this track to push the gig on Friday, but it's not happening now, but I'm still playing the track anyway because it's rather good.
Fair enough.
Alright, stay tuned for a band we've never played before called The Infidels, who are playing Manchester Punk Festival 2017. But first up, this is Homes for the Elite and today's special.
You're the same, cause you're thinking different. I like a glass, shove your equipment, cash the bars, your pissed off mate. Pretends to be a manager, thinks you're just great. Toast here on Monday, blood on drinkers. You're shopping, take the pre-seats, you get what for. Accounts of the world, so we shoot them all first. I don't want a revolution, I'm dying of thirst. Today is special, not much. A little bit of drizzle and a lucky touch. Today is special, not much. This is the old free music, you cunts. Calling bingo numbers on the 68 home. Get up the stairs on crutches like a laughing gnome. I'll have those saucy drawers, not when they're on the floor. They look at you amazed if you open the door. I came back to sign on the laugh at the Muppets. You must be posh, mate, you got luggage. It's not a good idea to slack off a waitress. It's a little bit of shit if you wonder what the taste is. Today's special, not much. A little bit of drizzle and a lucky touch. Today's special, not much. This is the old free music, you cunts. Got bad news, mate, our lives don't matter. We're not the elite, we're the planet's funny batter. Chirpy Brummy ripped me off, helmet promoter. Punk's not dead, it's a Tory voter. Tottenham Hall Road, it's Pinky and Perky. I'm a sign for Rachel Cunt, I like the Sisters of Mercy. Shelley's Booster fell apart like me and my missus. I had some hope, mate, it died with my wishes. Today's special, not much. A little bit of drizzle and a lucky touch. Today's special, not much. This is the old free music, you cunts.
As red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Infidels and Reality is Relative. Great band, Tony. That was a Geinhausen Scarcore.
Ooh.
That's right. I said that just in case you had heard of Geinhausen, which I believe is in Germany.
I have heard of Germany.
I've never heard of it either. I thought you might have done, Tony.
Geinhausen.
G-E-I-N-H-A-U-S-E-N. Geinhausen. Anyway, I'm assuming Germany, but I suppose it could be Austria.
Could be. I'll ask the same.
Yeah, I suppose I should have done my research, really. But anyway, the important thing is they're playing Manchester Punk Festival 2017.
Beautiful.
It's going to be really good, Tone.
It sounds massive.
If all the bands they've got booked actually show up, it's going to be amazing. Anyway, what is the... Now, I'm going to give you a clue here. The Infidels is T-H-E-E Infidels. Hmm. What is The Infidels Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Infidels.
And is that the with two E's?
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paul of the and the Internet 3. And so we crack on. It's a bit close this week after you've been thrashing me.
Whew.
So, are you doing anything this week?
Hopefully. I've had my braces removed after 4.5 years of having them. We should be today, Wednesday.
Oh, right. Does that mean you're going out on the pool?
Yeah. I'm going to eat loads of things I can't eat, like steak, tyres. Yeah, so should be good. We did toy idea of going away at the weekend.
So you're saying tyres?
Tyres, yeah. You know, get your teeth or anything.
Oh,
now.
Did you miss any tyres?
Yeah. I'm eating a tyre in a good few years. Yeah. I don't know what else. I think that's probably it. We're waking up on Friday from work, so Christmas shopping and the like, as it is, of course, Christmas coming up. Apart from that, not much.
It is indeed, and next week's show we'll have some Christmas numbers on it, Tony.
Oh, beautiful.
But interesting Christmas numbers.
Right.
Never, and it's not a whole Christmas show next week, we've just got some Christmas numbers, unless I get another loan from someone. But we have got some Christmas numbers on next week's show. And on Saturday night, I will be at the Blitz Boys gig at the Sumac Centre, which is just down the road from my house. I'm excited about being able to walk to a gig and wobble back again, most likely. I've got more information about the song we're about to play, Tony, which is one I'd never heard of.
Okay.
Because it was one of the Bleach Boys' first ever songs. And I'm just going to... look, here goes. So the Bleach Boys have a new album out of old material, dug up by Rave Up Records of Rome, Tony.
Okay.
Who put it all together on a good old-fashioned vinyl album titled Fur Cough From the Grave. Their original name was The Fur Coughs.
Right.
Make of that what you will. Featuring, I think, just about their original lineup of Simon Kelly, Jimmy Jesus on bass, Jez Kirby on drums, and John Barnett on guitar, of all things. The track we're about to play was one of the very first they ever recorded around the time of Chloroform and Oral Sex for the more discerning, and the LP is just about still available via the band, as most of the original 400 copies have been sold within days of going on sale, Tank.
Oh, wow.
They had their gig in Rome last week, and I think they shifted loads of them. There are already plans in the pipeline for a reissue. It seems a bit weird to be saying this before we've even played a track, but anyway. And I'm hoping there will eventually be a download release as well, and we'll let you know if there is. So, Tony, before we play this, and I'm very excited about this, and as far as the Sumac Centre goes, just go down there at night and you'll see the Bleach Boys.
Yeah.
It's like that, isn't it, really? It's absolutely brilliant. It's a weird, you kind of walk in around the back of what you think is a house, and fortunately, there's a load of people out there drinking and smoking, and they'll probably have dogs on string, and someone will be throwing his girlfriend around in the main room that he probably shouldn't be with his own like last time.
Yeah.
You nearly killed the poor woman, but she kept laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were dancing, I should say. It wasn't an assault.
Well, yeah, I guess they were dancing.
It was dancing, Tony. He just happened to bash her head on a few chairs while he was enjoying himself. Anyway, it's going to be a brilliant gig. It's going to be really, really good fun. It's all for a good cause. There will be other bands on, I'm sure, but we don't have that information. You won't get a lot out of the Sumac Centre website. It's quite hard to find stuff on there, I seem to recall. But you can find some information on the Bleach Boys website, Tony, which is...
TheBleachBoys.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Bollybee and Internet 3. And this... I'll tell you what, when I've heard this as well, it sounds uncannily like Matt, the new singer, even though it's Simon, the old singer, R.I.P.
Mm.
And I almost confronted John about this, and he said, I don't hear it. I went, I'm not sure what you're not hearing, mate, but this sounds amazing. Anyway, this is Cardboard Cutouts. Listen to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bleach Boys' Cardboard Cutouts. I'm very excited to be seeing them on Saturday night. Oh, by the way, if you do go to thebleachboys.co.uk, when you get to their homepage, you will see a photograph on the homepage of the Bleach Boys that was taken by me at the doghouse that I sent to them. They put it up on their website.
Oh, okay.
I know, Tony.
Nice.
It's like, the things we do for punk, the things we do for punk, like walking in the rain and knowing there's nowhere to go. I'm not singing any more of that.
Okay.
That was 10cc, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was. And why were 10cc called 10cc, Tony?
Something to do with semen?
I believe it was, yeah. I believe it was the average amount of
sperm
or what that flies out the end of your bell end. I believe that is the scientific thing when you enter your balls.
Bellendus, yes.
The average doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
No.
I mean, when you're a teenager, you think it's going to be like, you think you're going to Artex the ceiling, don't you? Comes out like a teaspoonful out of a yoghurt pot. Yeah. Horrific. So anticlimactic. Girls have it. They have it good, don't they, when they have one?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know, then.
I don't know.
You did well there. Anyway, up. Let's not talk about that anymore. You've got a lot to live up to after last week. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, I think one more would do me through to the new year.
Wow.
So, really, please do send one through. That would be great if I could go up to Christmas and New Year with a twat. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason.
What a turnaround this has been, Tony.
It's been good, hasn't it? It's been very quiet all year.
It's been brilliant.
So thank you for everyone who's getting in touch. I've had an email from a listener, an update to a past twat, but I can't read a lot of it out.
Right.
It's been censored.
Okay.
It's Insane Star has been in touch.
All right.
So she has updated me on the twat we did for her, but she doesn't want to go any further on it, so fair enough.
Okay.
But she did in her email comment on how long she's been listening. She says, I think you're right. Fatboy has been listening longer than me. I think I started in your second year of production. I'm a bit behind on the shows thanks to a dying iPod, but have almost caught up now. And Paul is still assuming that I actually wear knickers. Anyway, keep up the good work. Insane Star. She's never acknowledged it, but now she has. That's why you're not getting them.
She has finally acknowledged, after a decade of me asking, She's finally explained why I've never received a pair of her used knickers through the post.
Merry Christmas.
She doesn't wear them. She must have a spare bra hanging about.
Oh, well, there you go. 2017, the year of the bra.
Is it the year of the bra? The Chinese.
Oh. Well, thanks, Insane Star.
Thank you very much, Insane Star. That's brilliant.
Nez Corey's been in touch.
Hello, Nez. Oh, this is just like a show full of old friends.
Isn't it just? And he says, hi, Tony. I would like to nominate an unknown person from Frome, Somerset as a twat.
Now, I believe you pronounce it Froome.
I never get these right. Froome. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's Froome.
Froome.
As an aside.
Yeah.
Steve Whitehouse and his missus, Steve Whitehouse from Frenzy and his missus, they're from around there. I don't know. They're from, Devizes? It might be Devizes or Froome. It's around there somewhere. And they appear to be opening a sex shop.
Oh!
To celebrate, I may play a Frenzy song next week.
Oh, beautiful.
Thought of that, yeah. Well, I just noticed on Facebook.
So
I think it's an adult centre, Tony.
Okay.
I don't think they're called sex shops anymore. I think they're acceptable and they're called adult centres.
Right.
I'll be quiet now.
Okay. I would like to nominate an unknown person from Froome, Somerset, as a twat. He took wood for my back passage.
Good luck.
Let me explain.
It's much better putting it in.
Before you jump to the wrong conclusion, I have a firewood store that borders a lane at the end of my garden. Some muppet broke my fence and stole some wood. So they ate a fucking big monster. So they are a fucking big monster twat. Because not only is stealing from your neighbours the lowest of the low, they left their big black bin behind half full. So I now have your bin, you twat. A bin that is probably worth more than a few logs of wood you nicked from me. That said, what world do we live in when people need to do that? Are they so cold and desperate they need firewood? If they have asked, I would probably have given them a few. But next time, walk to the woods. That's from Nez.
Was the fence made out of wood as well?
You'd assume so, wouldn't you?
Well, it might have been, but it was like they appeared to have broken down wood to get to wood.
Well, you've got to be choosy when you're using log burner. You can't put treated products into it. It'll clog your chimney.
You know way too much.
Log burners and loft conversions. It's the only thing I've got. and building small walls.
Ones and zeros to me, Tom.
No, true. Yes, I can't argue that one, really.
You really can't.
So, an unknown person from Froome, Somerset, for stealing wood and from your neighbour, nonetheless, is a twat.
Is it possible that you can say Froome the way you say Leighton Buzzard?
Froome!
Yeah, you can! Brilliant! That's what it should be called from now on. Should anyone else get in touch from Froome?
Froome!
We're going to get Froome! Like that. Last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
Last track. And yet another band that feature on the latest Manchester Punk Festival free compilation 11 download. When we say free, I mean, it is free to download. It's one of those name your price things where you can put in zero. But if you can afford to donate any money at all, please do. It will help them out immensely to make the festival even better than it already is. Band called Nuzzbleed, Tony.
Okay.
Leeds lo-fi punk three-piece. Who have some pretty snazzy outfits.
Oh, nice.
And if you'd like to see a photograph of them wearing their snazzy outfits, you should go to their Bandcamp page, Tony, which is...
Nosebleed.bandcamp.com?
Nosebleedbands.bandcamp.com. Bally Beansnet 4, Tony 3, a narrow victory. Oh. If only this happened time and time again.
That was Johnny Five and the Wham Bam Bamaram. And to conclude tonight's show, we bring you a new record from the Hit Parade. This is Nosebleed. Prepare your fucking ears. We'll be right back.
down by a canyon, mount your gun.
That was Nosebleed and Time and Time Again. That's about the size of it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Tony, maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
And hello to all of our listeners listening online. We hope you have enjoyed the show. Tony, maybe just for those last-minute Christmas present ideas, you could mention our Cafe Press page as well.
Yeah, if you go to our website, punkyradio.com, there is a link. I believe it is cafepress.com/punkyradio. Punkyradio.com will get you there. You can buy one of many things. T-shirts, clocks, bears. Maybe not a bear. But, is there a bear? The Punky
Bear. It's not Yellow Friendship Bear. We've never got around to that. It is just Punky Radio Bear, but at some point we will make Yellow Friendship Bear. The clocks are great, and there's good mugs, and there's some fantastic hoodies on it. I'm going to get a hoodie.
It's all good stuff.
It's good quality clobber.
Yeah. I don't know when the cutoff for Christmas delivery is, but I dare bet you it's on there. So if you are stuck for a stocking filler, do have a look.
Do you think he's saying Star Wars stocking?
All right, I don't know.
No.
I've only got that one update, but maybe,
well, maybe
you know,
I'll
she
find
would like
out
to give
in
me some
10
kind
years.
Of power update from the future.
I'll find out in a decade. That's about it. Hopefully I'll see some of you at the Sumac Centre on Saturday for the Bleach Boys. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Sonny.
Apoog.
Bunch of guns.